Back here on the campus of the University of Notre Dame, Dogs trailing the Irish by a score of 3-2 after two periods of play. Joined now in the press box up here at the Compton Family Ice Arena by Athletics Director Perk Weisenberger. Perk, welcome to the broadcast.
Good to be here, Dom. Thank you.
Taking a look now at this past weekend, you saw Ferris State win last night. You were in attendance by a score of 3-1. And then last Friday as well at Michigan State, both games on television. Last Friday nationally on Fox College Sports and Fox Sports Detroit, and then yesterday internationally on the CBS College Sports Network. You got to imagine that does wonders for a program fan base like Ferris State.
Oh, there's no question. TV exposure, extremely important. I had a relative in North Carolina watching the game. I had a good friend in Portland, Maine watching the game. We had people watching college hockey coast to coast and border to border. And the Fair State brand is out there and strong, and we're playing Notre Dame, and we come away with a win. So that was huge last night as far as visibility in the college hockey world.
I know we won the league last year, and we both, you and I, have rings on our fingers right now as the regular season champions, and we are defending the title. You take a look, though. Ferris State Wednesday and Western Michigan loses with the help of Miami. The Bulldogs could be in first place. It's almost a surreal, almost taking it back to last year again.
Well, we're playing good hockey, that's for sure right now, and despite having some injuries, but the injuries are part of the game, and a lot of teams are probably banged up, but we've been playing good hockey. Bob and his staff have done a great job of bringing the young guys along, and we've got solid leadership, and you know that, and we're playing very well right now, and we're in a dogfight here, in this nice, beautiful arena on Notre Dame's campus, but I like the way we're going right now. We've got a lot of jump, and if we can get out of here with a few points or three, then we'll be very satisfied.
Well, we have one period left between these two teams, and not going to ask you to analyze the game, but we'll look ahead now for Western Michigan next week, and the Bulldogs host the Broncos, rival and currently first place in the CCHA. That's going to be a fun battle, and our fans aren't going to want to miss that one.
Well, I certainly would hope not, right? As we left the other day, left campus, tickets were selling pretty fast, and we decided to expand some ticket office hours so we could give our fans an opportunity to buy the tickets that they need for, two games in Big Rapids at the Ava Glaben Ice Arena next weekend against Western Michigan, who's a pretty good team, and they're doing very well, and we're anxious to play them, so it's going to be exciting for us to be able to get them in our building, and tickets are going well. We've got some pretty good deals out there, but we've got a student section dog pound that's sold out. Our group sales numbers for that weekend are sold out, and this special is probably going to sell out here by the time we get to the front end of the week. So if people are interested in coming and being a part of seeing some great CCHA hockey in our arena, which there is not a bad seat in the house and you're right on top of the ice, I certainly would continue, like you have, to encourage everybody to buy their tickets as quickly as possible.
Tomorrow the box office open, as Perk said, extended ticket offers. We made the box office open tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. And normally the box office hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, with the exception of Wednesday, 9 to 7. We've also extended an extra 2 hours on Monday and Tuesday. So it's 9 to 7 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And like you said, we encourage our fans to get to the box office as soon as possible to pick up your tickets. And that offer, normally two tickets or a ticket for $17, $19 the day of the game, $17 in advance. That offer is two tickets for $25 while supplies last. The offer does extend Wednesday, or expire Wednesday at 3 o'clock, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have that offer Wednesday at 3 o'clock either.
Well, that's exactly right. We've got a certain number of tickets set aside at that price, and they were picking up and selling pretty good Friday when I left town, so I think there'll probably be some available on Monday for both Friday and Saturday night's games, but once we hit that point with that special offer, then we'll move on to the full price tickets.
Well, how about the WCHA, Perk? Ferris State and the WCHA has just recently accepted membership, or extended an offer of membership, to the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, and the new conference coming up here for the WCHA that Ferris State will play in come next fall in October. Your thoughts on the conference and Alabama Huntsville and everything of that nature?
Well, adding a 10th team and adding Alabama Huntsville was the right thing to do for college hockey. It was the right thing for our new league, the new WCHA, as I call it. But Huntsville needed a league, or that was a program that was probably going to go away. And for the sake of college hockey and the growth of college hockey, we don't need to lose programs. So we did the right thing there, and I applaud the university presidents that are involved in our league for making that decision, and my fellow athletic directors for supporting it. So we're glad to have Huntsville. And if we remember, Huntsville was the host institution for the Frozen Four last year down in Tampa. So maybe there'll be another Frozen Four down in Tampa at some point in time. But, it's having an even number of teams is important for a lot of reasons. For scheduling purposes, we don't know what the exact costs are going to be on the new league going forward, but there's certainly going to be some increased travel because we're really kind of going from a bus league to more flights, and there's going to be more costs and more things involved with the league. But we're excited about where the league is going, and I think at this juncture in our where we're at with our program, Dom, I think it's important that people realize the Bulldog hockey brand is as strong as it's ever been right now. Coming off a Frozen Four season, coming off a championship season, playing the way we are playing, the young talent that we have in our program, we really couldn't be more excited about the future of our program. The fact that we're going into a new league and we're going to have to build some new rivalries is always going to be challenging, but I think, you know, with our brand as strong as it is and the fact that we've sold out 9 of our last 16 regular season CCHA games, you know, our marketing efforts, our social media outreach, our alums, what we're doing with the hockey population in various communities around Big Rapids, we're starting to see new faces and more people show up, and that only bodes well for our future.
Taking a look at some of the emails that have come in today, we've had them from Tokyo, Afghanistan, Texas, Vancouver, Toronto, Florida, all aspects of the, or all corners of the world today, coming in listening to this game, Ferris State Hockey taking on Notre Dame. And if you're a fan, or if I'm a fan and wanted to give to Ferris State Hockey or give to Ferris State University Athletics, what's the easiest and best possible way for these fans, these diehard Ferris State hockey fans, to donate to Ferris State, the Ferris State Bulldogs?
Well, we've got the Blue Line Club, and which is our hockey support group, but we've also got the Bulldog Athletic Association, which folks can make contributions through the university. It goes through the university advancement and development office, and they can designate it to hockey. They can designate it to whatever sport they want, and that's one way that alums can support. Certainly coming to Big Rapids, buying tickets, buying merchandise, but their contributions in our annual fund development, that's something that has been growing, and we need to continue to grow it, and it'll be even more important, as our programs develop and as we get into this new league hockey-wise. We're going to find that we're going to have some increased costs and expenses, but that's part of the deal. And we've got a strong alumni base. We've got a lot of living alumni, if you will. They're all over, and the word of mouth on Ferris State is very good. Especially just with the job that Bob and his staff have done and our exposure last year. And right now the exposure we're getting as a program that's doing very, very well.
Take a look. The easiest way to donate, you go to ferrisstatebulldogs.com, and at the top across the header where it's sports schedules, inside athletics, tickets, there's a donate tab. You go to donate and you can find the Blue Line Club or the Bulldog Athletic Association links there to get in touch with Ferris State. But, Perk, I guess one quick last question for you, since the team's about to come out here in 60 seconds. What do the Dogs got to do to get the victory and walk away at 5 straight, then 7 out of the last 8 victories?
Well, I got to defer to the coaches, and I think Coffer said it best. I'm not a hockey guy, but he said, we got to keep our composure, keep our cool, and I think increase on the forechecking side, get a little bit more physical. Let Charles settle back in. He's going to probably undoubtedly have to make a big save or two, and we got to score a big goal, at least get it back to zero, and then take our chances. So I like it. I mean, we got a lot of jump. We're playing well.
Or like Matt Kersinger said, you got to get in Summer Hayes' kitchen.
Get him off his rocker. That's right. Zinger had it right on the money.
Perk Weisenberger, the athletics director at Ferris State University, here in the second intermission. Perk, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Dom. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with the puck drop. Ferris State 2, Notre Dame 3. You're listening to Ferris State Hockey live on the Bulldog Sports Network and sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.